Okay, so because I know that coffee interferes with the body's uptake in magnesium and the way the body distributes the calcium. So anyone who drinks coffee is going to have some great problems with their hips, knees, and so on and so forth, and any sugar drink at all. So they have it without caffeine, right? So that's what I would want. I would want the Rise without caffeine. I've only drank coffee probably 3 or 4 times in my entire life. And every time I ever had coffee, I will tell you this. I was jittery and like a complete lunatic. You know, I can't drink coffee. I'm nuts. But my body just reacts to it like it's cocaine or something, you know. But I will look into that Rise thing. I'll probably start it. So you actually noticed it in how long? How long did it take to affect you that you absolutely noticed a difference?
It was within the first hour. I lost the, anybody that has autoimmune issues can usually describe a vibration or a hum or some type of fuzzy feeling inside their body, and it goes, they don't know that it's there until they take a lot of steroids or something that suppresses their immune system, and then kind of like your body just goes quiet. It's like a really soothing feeling. So within an hour, I had that feeling, and I'm thinking, well, I know it's working. Something's going on. And so I have psoriatic arthritis really, really bad and plantar fasciitis, so my feet always hurt. Well, by day 3, my feet were no longer hurting, and pretty much all of my pain was gone.
And which one of them did you choose to start eating? Because I want to get this for my girlfriend. She has bursitis. She has a lot of things going on with her. I mean, she's got sciatica. She's got things going on with her knees. And she's 14 years younger than me. I wonder what's going to happen when she comes up to my age. You know, we went to Mexico 2 years ago. I had to carry her around for like 9 months, like if she was my baby or something. It was crazy. She jumped up in the kitchen in Mexico one day, and she popped one of her calves, and the doctors wanted to operate her knee and this and that. So I felt her calf, and I said, wait a minute, you know, I'm not a doctor or anything, but I feel a little ball inside here, and I think we can... You know, it's going to take time, but I think you can actually heal this. And she didn't want to go to a doctor, but I forced her to go just to check it out. And you know what? She didn't want to have the operation, and I kept doing myofascial. I built a sauna in the house. I rolled her leg. I massaged her constantly with different oils and things, you know. She started walking again, and it was an incredible healing process, but she was healed, you know. But from time to time, she gets pains in her knees and in her feet and, you know, her hips, especially in her lower back. So I believe this could be a game changer.
Well, I was ecstatic when it, I really didn't expect it to do anything because I was like, okay, I'm sure this is just a gimmick, but literally it has changed me, and I've only been on it for like a week now, and it's really incredible. But I think for anybody, whether it's just they've got, you know, digestion issues or they have any type of aches and pains or they've got skin conditions, whatever it may be, I really think it will help after a while.
Yeah, she does have skin conditions also, and a lot of pain. I mean, sometimes I get up at 3 o'clock in the morning and massage her for like an hour and a half, and she's complaining about, you know, she's working a lot now, working real hard, blah, blah, blah. I mean, I'll drop what I'm doing and go over there. She doesn't even know I'm doing this this fire thing, you know, this... She doesn't know what I'm trying to do here. Not trying, but I'm doing it. But we're kind of like, we kind of let each other do our own thing. That's how we kind of, well, I'm in my mid-60s. I'm not going to tie anybody up and pull them around, you know, in any direction because I want someone to be the way I want. I like to be who I am. Even though she doesn't like ham radio, so she had a big fit when I put the off-center fed dipole up, and I put the diamond X5 up. She was like, oh my gosh, I hate those antennas. She hates ham radio. She just doesn't like it.
I fell in love with the ham stuff when I was doing, when I used to be a firefighter and EMT, so I got used to using these radios. And of course, I'm also a hobbyist with phone equipment. So the two kind of go hand in hand in my book. So I'm big on communications equipment one way or the other.
Yep, that's right. I have been like, my dad took me to his best friend's house when I was a little kid. And this was in New York, in the Bronx. And he lived on a very high floor. And he had an antenna up on the roof of this giant building. And he had a small, I think it was a 23-channel tube rig. And he put on it to talk to someone somewhere. And that was it. I saw that and I fell in love with it. And I said, I want to do that. I want to learn that. I want to know this. And then I, you know, did the CB stuff for many, many years. And in 1986, I went to the Channel 13 building and I took my test and that was it. You know, I mean, I could have took up boating or flying. I mean, if you think about it, okay, you buy a 7300 for $1,000 or under $1,000 with a power supply, you know, a couple of more bucks. Throw yourself up a piece of wire and you got something that you can play with for 10 years.